Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
All right. Can you do the Andy look ahead?
Yeah, all right. And by the way, I just started standing up.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take. We got James Strebel. His wife is hiding a pickle. We'll find out where. Pat 40 in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Sam Vecenie in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a loaded episode of The Take. Plus, what is Crean doing with IU? We're going to find out. He's going to eat a whole pizza. Two whole pizzas, maybe. Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Post-game show. Join Taylor Lynch immediately following the Cards and Wolf Pack. We're the first place that will take your calls, texts, and hear live from Chris Mack. It's all tonight around 11 o'clock on all ESPN Louisville stations. 680, 105.7, 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Before that, little St. John's and UConn, 8:15. You can catch that play-by-play right here on ESPN 680. And we can stream those games, so how about that? Yeah. We have all the NFL playoff games. We are locked and loaded as we get you into the weekend. Louisville, big game tonight. Kentucky, big game, trying to get that quad one win against Tennessee on Saturday. Well, we want to talk about that and obviously wrap up the college football season with Pat 40 here on the program. He's from Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40 if you want to follow him there on Twitter. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Andrew. How about yourself?
Well, we're fantastic. I'm glad you could make it out of the expensive and cold Indianapolis. Hopefully your weekend was dreary and ice-filled. That's what it sounded like. A couple hours.
It was both of those things, absolutely. Yeah. Fortunately, it was a good game on Monday night.
Great game.
We at least got that out of it. So that was good. But, yeah, happy to be back home for a little bit and try to shift gears to other stuff.
Yeah, I know. College basketball, a little derby prep coming up soon as well. Okay, so let's start with the most important things first. Did you eat any of the St. Elmo's shrimp that they just threw out on the table at halftime or when the game was near the end? I assume you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. I ate the St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's earlier in the weekend. I did not eat the mass raising offering that was put out there. I wasn't trusting that fully.
Hell,
you know, I mean, it's just like that's like bulk shrimp just doesn't look right. I prefer when you get it in the little like, you know, chrome chalice thing just laden in sauce that they actually serve to you on your table at the restaurant. Yes, I like that, but I wasn't real thrilled with the presentation, I guess you would say.
That's exactly what I said yesterday, Pat. I said, shrimp is all about presentation. You can't just throw, well, you can with the media. You can with your media brethren, okay?
Because the media line was long for that shrimp, I can tell you that.
You're damn right it was. You better believe it was. I feel bad for the people that had to sit next to them on planes throughout the country. Flying's already bad enough. Maybe the mask helped. I don't know. Maybe it was finally. Thank God I'm wearing this mask on the flight. So obviously we start with the most important things. You have to. Whether the St. Elmo's. You know, do you like the cocktail sauce? It was not my thing. You actually like that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yeah, I like a good horseradish cocktail sauce, but St. Elmo now has cranked it up to such a degree that it's like, you know, it's become its own myth, so it has to completely blow your nasal passages through the roof of your head every time, and that's a little bit much. But I'll still always eat it when I go there because it's just kind of the thing you do.
You have to.
I mean, they don't have that many calling cards. I'm fine with the overdosed horseradish shrimp cocktail.
Well, there you go. Pat 40 with us at by Pat 40 Sports Illustrated. You can check out all of the pieces there following you through the college football season there at the national title game. Just everything. How was the atmosphere? Did you see grown men cry? It's been 41 years. What stood out to you as Saban gets out Sabaned in many ways and Georgia finally breaks the curse? And it's been, between them and the Braves, it's been a few pretty good sports months in Georgia there.
Yeah, I just thought the overriding thing was for the Georgia fans to finally have a title after, 41 years, and a program that should have probably won four or five other titles between then and now. Heck, they damn near won three in a row, 1980, 81, 82, and then they had really good teams in 2002, 2007, 2012, 2017, and they just kept finding ways to screw it up, especially Kirby Smart teams against Nick Saban. So Smart finally getting it right. I thought the reversal from a month ago was really impressive. I think they learned some things. And I thought this Georgia team was the best team all along.
You did. You did.
Yeah. I've been saying that since September. And, that certainly was borne out ultimately. And in the end, the Stetson Bennett story is incredible. It's a great one. I was glad to be a little bit in on the ground floor on that. I wrote a long story about him and before the Orange Bowl. Talked to him back in November. He's a very interesting, quotable, cocky to a degree guy, who has all over the map. And it looked like, after so many Georgia fans had given up on him so many times, for him to have that fumble, and it's like, oh my God, if he costs them the national title on that play, he's going to have to move. He's going to just never be able to come back to the state. But then he turns around and leads two scoring drives and walks out of there a hero. It was pretty cool.
Well, it's funny that you say that. This is not exactly where I was going to go. And Pat 40 with us, I was going to bring up Stetson Bennett because we had a conversation, like you said, many months ago about him. And as we knew, Georgia was going to be somewhere there at the end, right? In the college football playoffs, sniffing around it, we knew they were going to be a team and he was going to be a storyline, whether he was good or bad or benched or injured or whatever, he was going to be a storyline. So you have that connection. So I was interested when you were watching that because, how I talked about it on Tuesday was exactly what you just said there, Pat. I mean, this is Bartman. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not as bad, obviously, but I mean, this is a guy, you fumble there, they come back the next possession, Pat, and they put the ball in his hands. And at that moment, you've watched this story so much, what do you think's going to happen? Alabama's going to get an interception, they win the game, and it's the same thing with Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, and he's what, 3-3 or 4-4? They go right down the field and they do what they have to do, and he goes from the goat to hero in just a few plays. And we know sports can be very fickle like that, but his legacy absolutely is that in those, and he knows it too. He knows it. He's a smart guy. He knows it. But that happens a lot in sports, and we saw it happen right in front of us. You did on Monday night.
Yeah. I mean, it was captivating theater. That's for sure. When that play happened, the fumble, watching it live, I thought there's no way that's a fumble. That's an incomplete pass. And then you're like, oh no, the ball was out of his hands. Then you're like, well, Alabama didn't recover it in bounds, did they? Like, oh, yes, they accidentally did. Brian Branch just goes over and grabs the ball without any thought, I don't think, of whether or not that was really a live ball. And then it's like, oh, my God, this poor kid who has just been, run up and down, up one side and down the other by Georgia fans. Now that's going to be the legacy. And, yeah, you're right. It was pretty impressive. They came right out throwing the next possession. And he responded. He put three throws on the money. They throw the bomb. The kid makes a great catch, A.D. Mitchell, for the touchdown. And suddenly, everything turns back around. But one of the things he said when I talked to him, that one of his dad's friends joked when they were watching the Florida game and he threw an early interception in that, and everybody's like, oh, here we go again in the cocktail party game. And then he comes right back and throws a touchdown. And his friend, a friend of Texas dad said, Stet better not ever turn to a life of crime because he has no remorse. And that's kind of how he plays. You know, it's just like, next play, I'm going for it. I don't care what happened the last play. And it's an admirable quality to have for a quarterback.
Because Georgia won the game, and maybe this is still everybody's fault, the questionable fumble, this you're talking about here, the how questionable it was, right? And the guy recovering that ball, not knowing what was going on. When I mean, we're at home watching, Pat, when you see that happen in not in real time, but in the replay, you know, when you see a replay for the first time, and you know, if you're rooting for the game or you have money on the game like we did, you're like, okay, this is the moment of truth, right? You're going to know, is the ball moving when the knee's down, like with the fumble? Did he get into the end zone? Whether it's a questionable call. And you see the Alabama, what you think from above, cradle the ball with, I mean, you could not have fit a postcard, a stamp between his cleat and the out of bounds, Pat. I mean, that play, right, if Alabama wins that game, that's one of the most ridiculous plays in the history of football. Right there.
No doubt about it. Yeah, and that's, I was just sitting there thinking, oh, of the Georgia fans. I mean, if this is, like, if of all the ways you have found to lose to Alabama, if
it's unbelievable.
This one now, if your two national championship losses to the Crimson Tide are a 2nd-and-26 bomb from a backup quarterback to a freshman wide receiver, and an empty hand fumble that a guy accidentally recovered, that would be really, really hard to live with. So for Georgia fans, I feel happy for them that they don't have to live with that.
I mean, I would just love to know the probability of what happened in that play that had to happen in that play. With all this being said, can we also say if Alabama would have had their two wide receivers, maybe they win the game? Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, they to lose Jameson Williams during the game like that was awful. And you know, hopefully he's okay because he's a heck of a player. And then the Mechie injury obviously was very important as well. And that's what I thought was one of the reasons. That was one of the bigger reasons that I picked Georgia. I just thought they would have an easier time in coverage. But, yeah, to lose them both, it may have turned out differently. But, I will say Georgia has had injured receivers all season. It's just they didn't
need
their receivers quite as badly as Alabama did.
Pat Forty with us. He's from Sports Illustrated. Alabama wins the title next year, right? It's already done. Like you're.
I mean, they certainly start as the obvious favorite. You know, they've got.
I don't feel bad for them.
The offensive, the Heisman Trophy winner. They have the best player in football, college football, in Will Anderson, and they got the GOAT coach. So let's start there and say everybody else is playing.
Yeah, but they're going to lose Bill O'Brien. You know, I mean, you lose Bob. You know, what are you going to do when you lose Bill? He'll be the tutelage of. Trevor Lawrence. I'm sure that will be great. You'll love this, Pat. Pat Forty with us. Jack Grossman's brother, Ethan, he goes to Alabama. You know, they're so arrogant in Alabama. He could have went to the game. He's like, I don't even want to go to the game. We'll be back plenty of times. I'm not going to have, maybe another time to enjoy this with my buddies and watch the game with them.
Is that quote, Pat, was, I want to see this on campus because I can go see them in person in the game any year. And it kills me.
You know,
it kills me, Pat. But he's right, and that's the worst part.
He's right. Yeah.
Well, and the very clear indication of which team wanted it, which fan base wanted it more, was in Indy, where it's like 70% Georgia fans because they haven't won one in their lifetime for many of them, versus Alabama, where it's like, we've been there, we've done that, and we'll do it again. So we'll just wait till it's a warmer place and go then.
Who do you think, and Pat Forty with us, okay, so in your way too early top 25, whatever it may be, you have Clemson 4, Utah 5, Michigan 7. We can see what happens there with Harbaugh. Notre Dame still a top 10 team. I mean, obviously Ohio State would be the answer. They check into number 2 probably, but who can win the title other than someone from the SEC? Who's it going to be?
Ohio State. The bet or the hedge is that their defense will just be much better coached and tougher than it was this year. That they're bringing in Jim Knowles, defense coordinator from Oklahoma State, and they'll just get a lot better there. And they're going to be dynamite on offense. They've recruited very good defensive players. They just don't play very well or very physically. So they've got to improve that. But Other than them, I mean, really, like, after I got through three, I was like, I don't know. And then when after I got through nine, I wanted to quit. I just didn't want to rank anybody else. I mean, I just think there's so many teams with so many questions that it's tough. It is very tough. I don't look at next year and say, we're just flush with powerhouse teams. Maybe it'll play out differently when they get on the field, but on paper, it's like, we got a lot of meh.
Yeah, the roster's changed so much at this point. I mean, who even knows? Like, you know, we can talk about, you know, Louisville needs to add people. I mean, Kentucky today lost out on a cornerback. I mean, they need two corners. I mean, they need a wide receiver. They need an offensive lineman. This time last year, they didn't have, like, Will Levis. Like, for instance, Will Levis. I can't remember Wandell, but Will Levis. So we shall see. Speaking of Kentucky, you had them 21. You know, I saw them as high as 10. I think the only guy that I saw that had him out of the top 25 was Dennis Dodd. Okay, Pat, it was Dennis Dodd, and he took some abuse on Twitter because of it. You had him kind of in the middle there at 21, a 10-win team. I mean, Kentucky goes into the season next year. I mean, Cerebral expects them to win 10 games.
Well, I mean, I think that's a realistic expectation for a couple of reasons. One, they've upgraded the talent consistently now year over year. Two, they had a lot of guys come back and supposed to going putting their name in the NFL draft. And three, once again, the non-conference schedule sucks. And so, you know, you can chalk up three wins for sure non-conference, and then it's up to Louisville to see whether they can compete. And if you get that, if you beat Louisville, that's four. So if you want to get to 10 wins, go 6-2 in conference, and not out of the question. I think you can win 10. Or, you know, you win 9 and then go to a bowl game and win 10. I think those things are possible for Kentucky right now and for the foreseeable future. I would like to see them add one more decent non-conference opponent to make things a little more interesting.
Quickly with Pat Forty, two quickies I just want to get to. College football expansion, and what do you think happens with Jim Harbaugh? Let's start with Harbaugh. What do you think happens here with Jim Harbaugh? You have them checking in, I think, number 7 going into next year.
Yeah, the fact that we have heard absolutely nobody, either from Harbaugh's camp or from Michigan, come out and say he's staying, you know, he's committed to Michigan, any of that stuff, blah, 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 that tells me that he's looking seriously at going and probably will have NFL suitors, but, you know, this is also something that it's time to get going on that. The NFL, you know, for the better, they tend to cast wide interview pools. They don't just, like, have the AD select one person, you know, and then go fly off secretly to meet with them and hire them. They tend to do it differently. So maybe it just takes longer for them to get around to hiring coaches. But I would suspect we should, by the end of this week, start having a pretty good inclination of whether or not, you know, he's coming back or he's going. But the fact that nobody said anything right now leads me to believe he wants to go to the NFL.
Do you believe any of the Lane Kiffin rumors and maybe the Vikings? I mean, Lane Kiffin, I don't know if you even heard that. Lane Kiffin's lost every one of his assistants. I mean, his staff is gone. He's lost a linebacker coach to Miami yesterday.
Yeah, Lane was trying to get jobs. I can tell you that. He was trying to get college jobs, multiple of them. And you know, I think he probably found out that Mississippi's one of the few places that's crazy enough to have me. Now, he's a good coach. He succeeded, but he's also a lot of work. He is high maintenance. He's going to do stupid things. There's a great chance at some point in time he will embarrass your school. There's also a great chance he will leave. He's never been really committed to anywhere, so it wouldn't shock me at all if he's now trying to get NFL jobs.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the case. All right, the one that we care about more than anything around here, we have had massive debates about this. How should I ask a question, Jack? Who's better?
Who's the better player?
Who's the better player?
That was
Oscar Tshiebwe or Trace Jackson Davis?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question. They're both very, very good.
I know.
Boy, I wish I've seen Trace Jackson Davis play part of one game this year. So I've probably seen a little more of Tshiebwe. And not that I've seen a ton of him, too. You know, Shibway's, I think, a little more bouncy athlete. You know, he's a quick jumper. He rebounds out of his box. And that's not to say Trace Jackson Davis isn't a really good athlete, but I'm just not sure he has quite that level of, you know, like a just really live, live body like that. But I think he's probably a better offensive player. You know, Shibway throws the ball at the rim, misses, goes and gets it and puts it in, or gets somebody else's miss and puts it in. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think, is a little better in terms of moves and skill and ability around the basket. So I don't know what that means. I'm not sure that says one of them's definitively better than the other. I guess if you want me to answer it from a draft perspective, I'd take Trayce Jackson-Davis. But
right.
In terms of, do you want to win games in March this year? I might take Shibway. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, hope you lit a candle for Vic Fangio. He is gone. You don't have to worry about his. I did love as a guy who's getting fired, down seven, kicking a field goal with like 3-4 minutes to go. Of course, Joe Judge. Yeah.
Whose coach was more offensive, that or your coach running the 3rd and 9 sneak?
Yours, and here's why. Joe Judge knows the best way to score for him to score is to punt and hope the other team fumbles or his defense gets a pick six. He doesn't think now. He should have just thrown the ball down the field or ran up the middle. And it got him fired because he is a buffoon. It got him fired ultimately. But he didn't know he was going to get fired. Vic Fangio did. And there was a couple minutes to go. He's down seven and he still kicked the field goal. That's more.
Yeah,
it's not as funny as Joe Judge.
Sure, if you don't know for sure whether you're getting fired or not, you should probably try to keep your job, and so then don't run the quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9. That would be my thinking.
But he had Jake Fromm, who was scared. he scared Jake Fromm. All right, Pat, appreciate it, Pat. Take care. Get some rest. We'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
All right. Sounds good, Andy. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Pat 40 with us, Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. If you want to follow him there. There you go.
There
Pat
go.
40 on a Wednesday.
Very good stuff there. Very good stuff. I he's very noncommittal on that question.
But
he
answered Oscar. So did Mike DeCourcy, right?
DeCourcy said Trayce.
Trayce, yeah. He did. He said
he
Trayce.
He called him Trayce.
Yes, but the tide's starting to shift.
Okay,
again.
So hang on.
Yes,
DeCourcy went TJD.
Yes.
Kevin Sweeney went TJD.
Pat 40
was
went
very
Oscar.
Noncommittal.
No, he went Oscar. He said, if I want a player to help me win in March, which we know Trayce Jackson-Davis can't do.
Kevin Sweeney went TJD.
Yeah.
What did Issel and Pratt do? Did anything happen with Issel and Pratt? Did they ever make a –
no,
they called stupid?
They just called it stupid.
Okay, gotcha. Good. That's why. Good. That's what they should do.
Do we have a sound sheet, by the way, today? Did they say anything?
Yeah, I emailed it to you. There wasn't a lot of Issel today. He did swipe Pratt, though.
Issel swipe Pratt?
Yes.
That's his buddy. That's his teammate. What's he doing?
Yeah, but you're our buddy. We swipe you all the time.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Yeah, fair point.
Jack,
fair point.
I didn't get it. It doesn't matter. I don't know why. Your internet may stop working.
I'll send it again during the
Who
break.
Else do we have?
So far, that's been it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be me. Like, did Bobby V make a pick? So we don't have Pratt Issel. Did no one make a pick? Did Nick Curran?
What are we doing here? Bobby V. We need to ask Bobby V. Curran. We need to ask Curran, Bobby V, Issel and Pratt. Who else do we need to ask?
Easy for Issel and Pratt. Just pivot Kentucky.
They'll say Oscar.
I mean, what are we doing?
Well,
here?
I know who Jay Billis said.
What did Jay Billis
say? Yeah, Jay Billis, who you think
Oscar.
Is a hack.
I do. But he said Oscar's the best player. If National Player of the Year stopped right now, it's Oscar Shibway.
So do we put him on the list?
If it was on the V Show and Bob asked.
Yeah, if it was on the V Show and Bob asked,
I'm just saying. And you had John Gassaway.
Yeah, but this has to be on our air here. John Gassaway.
Yeah, me and Cardi did take Shibway on the V Show today.
How did you see a Gassaway article? Usually those are on ESPN. You have ESPN
have
Plus.
Yeah, because I had the bundle.
Because you have the bundle.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Disney Plus bundle, yes.
Bundle.
So me and Cardi took Shibway.
Yes. And Rummage and I did talk about it. Rummage took Jackson Davis.
Well, of course. I mean, that doesn't count.
Well, then how did Issel and Pratt just
All right, I'll let Kentucky you, I'll let, Okay, count. I'll let you have it. I'll let you have
hang
it.
Hang on. What did you say, Jack?
That B and Cardi chose Shibway?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say after that?
That Rummage took Jackson Davis.
It's just about Issel and Pratt, though.
And, yeah. What did you say about Issel and Pratt?
That them pivoting to Kentucky, which is what they would do in that case.
No, you made it sound that Rummage was an equal to Issel and Pratt.
Uh-oh.
that if we put Dan Issel and Mike Pratt's name down
hold on a second.
With these other names, that we would have to put Rummage.
Right.
No.
Well, that's what you said.
That's kind of what you said.
That's what you were.
Well, when you're going down the list of people at the station, you go Issel, Pratt, Rummage, Curran.
I was talking about Curran's around basketball.
I mean, no one, listen, we don't need Curran. I'm just letting people go. The last person I want is Curran.
Yeah.
I was, you know what? I thought of Nick Curran last night, and this is why.
Why?
I was driving home. And I take the 2nd Street Bridge because it's closer, you know, to the studio. So I just pop on the 2nd Street Bridge. There's no toll. I just go.
Well, no, it's the toll. That's the reason the 2nd Street Bridge. Right. You're saving the couple bucks.
Exactly.
That's what I do. Right.
Why wouldn't you just say that? That's exactly what it is.
I don't like
Can you not
toll.
Go 64?
Yeah, but it's shorter. 2nd Street Bridge is shorter than 64.
Is it really?
You got to loop around. Yeah, you don't have to loop around the 2nd Street.
By the way, boom. Louis Rabeau's right. Sweeney, you're not Strebel's buddy. You've never been to his house. But here's what I would say. While that is true, he's been to my house a ridiculous amount of times.
A ridiculous amount of times, yes.
But I do think you would have been in my house none had, you know, COVID happened and everything changed.
This is fair. Yeah,
now,
I think that's fair.
Let's bring this up while we're at it. 437-9680. I was going to bring this up to Jack. I haven't even – I was thinking about this the other day, and I didn't even tell my wife. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. Not the strip club thing, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, I was getting nervous.
Jack, you're going to love this. I was thinking, should we have the Strebels over for dinner?
Really?
Yes.
And tell Pat to be quiet. I can hear him in the background. Tell him to settle down on his hot Sydney Curry take.
We're having a show.
Oh, you know he's got one, too.
Oh,
in fact, if
you
got to
give Sydney Curry
the
minutes, brother.
Ask him if he has a Sydney Curry take.
I will.
We want a Sydney Curry take.
I
want
to hear it, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to hear a Sydney Curry take.
Maybe have him somewhere for dinner.
Yeah, I thought about that. Went through my mind.
Yeah.
Just randomly
That'd
on a
be
night.
Great.
Well, how about that?
That would be fun.
How about
I love that,
Jack?
Yeah, we'd love that. Maybe you could use your grill, your nice new grill
goodness.
Back there, grill some burgers. Yeah, let's go.
Let's see here. 437-9680. If Rig gets the Luminaries, Jack gets to call Shadow Producer Big Easy and get his choice.
I don't know who Easy would pick. I don't know who
Big Easy
would...
hasn't seen a game
of IU.
Yeah. No,
you're right.
No.
You're right.
No.
He
went on some
game.
IU podcast and he faked it. I know what he did.
Did he bet again? He told everyone to bet against IU.
He said put $1,000 on Ohio State.
Ohio State. Yes, that's what he did. Yeah, I don't think he's watched an entire game.
Texas says Curran would just simply say both players are really good.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's basically what Issel and Pratt said yesterday when they were calling us stupid for having the argument.
Well, the reason I thought Nick Curran just wrote, I was driving and I saw Parler,
right,
and it had flashed there Jeff Walls show, and it had the dates where they had the Jeff Walls show there.
Yeah.
On, you know, on our airwaves,
right?
And Curran just popped in my head.
Oh, so they didn't have Curran's name, just Jeff Walls.
That's
a problem.
It was a picture of Jeff Walls.
That's disgusting.
And it didn't say Jeff Walls
with Nick Curran. That's disgusting.
No, it just said Jeff Walls show and had
my
the dates.
My God,
yep, blinking on their sign.
Texas says Jabari Smith will be an All-Star, and Ty Ty has yet to do anything against anybody of substance.
Okay, we can have that conversation. We've had that before. I agree.
Texas says, for a person who fancies himself a basketball, Benny Strebel consistently has the worst basketball takes. You got mad at Bruce Pearl having a good team. Like, that was a fun game.
No, I wasn't
that
mad
wasn't
at
like
it.
Anything against Kentucky if they played in more than one or two games.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't. I don't know what you want from me. Auburn's a fun team.
They are good. They are really good. They deserve being number four in the country.
They might be number one after this week.
They might be. You're right. Baylor loses last night. You had Southern California lost. Duke lost again. I mean, yeah, that'd be so awesome. If Auburn was number one, Kentucky goes in there. That's awesome. Like,
loses by eight.
That would be fun. That, like, the high stakes game, that's like the game that you want if you're John Calipari for your team. That he downplayed if they lost, of course.
Well, the loss doesn't mean anything.
Well, it was Auburn Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, look, they had a giveaway, Jack. They lined up for tickets. They had a T-shirt. Oh, it's a T-shirt day.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a T-shirt day. Oh, it's a T-shirt day. Yeah, like, we get it.
Pom-pom day.
Like, it's a pom-pom day because they're number one and you're number 18 or whatever. Get out of here. Get out of here. Texter says... I'm not going to read that. No. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. And I already did the anointing oils today, and I didn't know that either. Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, two things I want to talk about. U of L, got a U of L thought.
All right.
Okay. Don't worry. No more Kodak Black. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. He was on Jalen and Jacoby.
There you go.
Yeah.
UK football fans are nervous. UK football fans are a little bit nervous, Jack.
A little bit.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the blog Big Red Louie is back.
Yes, finally.
And they have an article that is going to shake the foundations of everything we do around here, potentially. Yeah. I have only seen a couple sentences.
Wow. Really? You haven't read the whole thing either.
I have not.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we're all kind of in the same
boat
here.
We're all going to find out together.
Yeah, I've only seen the photo on it.
there's a photo, too.
Well, you know, when there's an article online, there's a photo. Yes.
Right.
The photo, I'll just tease it this way.
Uh-huh.
The graphic that they use to look forward to Louisville football next season.
Right.
May or may not have a trophy.
Oh, no.
May or may not have a
trophy. A trophy? Okay. All right. Okay. Is it a Heisman Trophy, like Malik Cunningham Heisman Trophy?
I can't tell you anymore.
I can't tell you anymore. Okay, we got to wait till 5.
That's it.
Okay.
And Devin Booker was whining last night. We'll do all that. 437-9680, it's the take on a Wednesday. I found out today, and I did not even know this, as I tell you about the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com. Cerebral told me your boy Jason Entz went to the fitness market.
He did go to the fitness market.
He got an e-bike.
He got a bike. Yes, he did.
He got an e-bike.
Yep, he absolutely did.
We need to find out more about him having an e-bike.
Yeah.
I would definitely, if I saw him pedaling down the road, I would not throw an egg at him.
I mean, guys,
I would not do that.
You just wave.
I would just wave at him. I would not throw like a taco out the window at
him.
They have all the e-bikes. They are in stock of everything right now. You don't have to wait around. You don't have to order and wait 3 weeks. They are in stock right now, thefitnessmarket.com. They have the two locations, Westport Road, the other on the intersection of Watterson Trail and Plantside Drive. Everyone, or seemingly everyone, just about everyone at the station has something from the fitness market. The best brands at the best prices, all the treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes. We talked about those e-bikes, rowing machines, all the weights and strength equipment, and much, much more. Check out their Facebook page. They're constantly updating that, or online, thefitnessmarket.com. Hell, I'll give you the number, 882-2694. It's the fitness market. Find them online, thefitnessmarket.com.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, there's so much misinformation.
You got to have sleeper cells on both sides.
So much, I mean, fake news and like just total omission of data and all this other stuff.
Not that you ever do anything.
Why would I do that? No, I don't need to. I have the strength of schedule from Sagarin, and I can outline how much better the Louisville schedule was than the Kentucky schedule, even though Kentucky is in the SEC.
There you go. See, I'm not sure I can do it. Winter and this blanket.
I'm just telling you.
And James Strebel.
That in Louisville are pointing to like these percentages and these numbers now. Those are inflated fake numbers because you played bums all season. You were able to put up good numbers against crap teams, and it's making you feel good like a security blanket. It's not a real thing. It's all built on a house of sand, and that's all it is. And it's going to get exposed on Saturday.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On Wednesday on the take at ESPN 680-1057. You know, it's a Wednesday. You know, it is a witch Wednesday. Thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Whether it be carryout, curbside delivery, they got you covered at the Hurstbourne or the Brownsboro Crossing locations there. Lunch, dinner, game watch parties, and they're fully staffed, open 7 days a week. Grab the app or order online. Witch Superior Sandwiches. 437-9680. is the UPS jobs text line. You just did some sort of groan. I like that.
Oh, it's
into the microphone. I like that.
Witch. It sounds,
you like that,
sounds
don't you?
Good. It sounds
a little
really
witch
good.
On a Wednesday.
Like a sandwich. Yes.
I have to bring this up, and I think I might be bored by this conversation, which is not a good tease.
Yeah.
But I have to bring it up.
Okay.
And I have to do what I have to do. That's how I feel about
part
this.
Part of your job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Zah Frazier, the number one JUCO corner.
Yes.
I don't know. This is several weeks ago.
Number three, I think, in JUCO overall.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, JUCO. Oh, there you go.
It was on signing day. He committed on signing day.
Signing day, commits to Kentucky, and now these however many weeks later, he tweeted today, 4 hours ago, I will not be enrolling at Kentucky. I will be attending another university. Hashtag God's plan.
Yes.
So that came out. And it's funny, given our conversations and our battles back and forth and everything else, okay? There's a part of that. But there's a number of things here. People thought that grades were the issue. That does not seem to be the case.
That's not the case.
That was the immediate thought that there was something there.
Because that was the player from Syracuse. That was
well.
The
there
case.
Were Kentucky fans tweeting at Eli Kapalutu, like, do something about this.
Oh, are you serious?
I mean, Cerebral, while you're in school, BBN's still out there.
They're still
terrorizing.
Out there doing their thing.
They're still out there terrorizing
the president, who has no idea who this player is.
I bet he does.
I bet he does now.
I bet he does now.
Yeah, he did
so,
before today, though.
The
no
thought
idea.
Is, it's not academic related. Like, so that's like a football. Ball decision,
yeah.
Or someone dropped the ball decision or something. I don't know. But
it's very strange.
Well, this was viewed as a starter.
Oh, he's plug and play.
I mean, this is plug and play.
Yeah.
He's plug and play.
Plug and play Jack, type guy.
He's plug and play. so there you go. And so now Kentucky.
I don't like it. Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at a situation where they need multiple corners.
Yeah, at least.
In my opinion.
At least two.
You're in, Dare Rosenthal, we'll see.
Yeah.
They probably need just a little bit more at the offensive line.
Yep.
I think that's fair. And we're still questioning wide receiver. And,
all fair.
I mean, that is.
That's fair. No, it's all
I mean,
fair.
This is why I have. And I know other people are dealing with this.
Right.
But Kentucky needs multiple defensive backs here.
Yes.
I mean, this is. Like, they need help. Like, this is not adding to depth. No, they need frontline guys. And I'm not saying, because this always happens, you know, if Kentucky goes out and they get a frontline guy, well, Sweeney, I'm like, what am I supposed to do, not bring it up?
Right.
When a starting corner for you.
And that's what he was thought
okay,
to be.
Okay,
yes.
Who's a big deal on signing day.
Yep.
Okay, a plug-and-play guy is now unplugged, and he's going elsewhere, and we don't know why. And it seems to be out there very strong that it's not academics. I mean, I think Justin Roiland and others have put that out there.
Yes.
And so, I mean, if this were just a recruit, it would be different.
Right.
But if it was someone who was going to come in and was expected to play immediately at any position, but especially that one, because Kentucky wasn't great there.
And they're thin
they
there.
Got, yeah, they were thin there anyway, and they got covered up by having linebackers, and that, again, will be the strength of their defense, but linebackers at front seven or eight protecting them.
Yeah.
Okay? And because of how many games played out, all of that was okay, and they didn't get exposed. Mississippi State, they did.
Tennessee,
they did.
Yeah.
And that's the worry. Like, that was very much out there. The teams that they could physically dominate, the teams that could not throw the ball, like Iowa, they couldn't dominate Iowa physically. They could Louisville.
Right.
That's how they won the Louisville game.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I bristle. When I've been bristling
like
a lot, Jack, is at that, because these are important positions that, like, for the amount of guys they have in the NFL that are corners.
They a lot.
It's interesting why that's not a stronger position for Mark Stoops. But, I mean, they need corners. They need an offensive lineman. They need a starting wide receiver. I mean, Kentucky, we've been used to this with Calipari. Kentucky football, they got some work to do here.
Absolutely.
Over the next couple months.
No, you're 100% right. Normally, I would try to find a way to weasel out of this and, like, you know, bright side, Kentucky football. But this was a big deal today. Like him leaving. Hey, you know who's getting a lot of heat? Like we brought up.
Who?
We brought up Clink the other day.
Did we?
We were talking about recruiting right. and Clink and all this, that, and the other recruiting. It didn't hurt him losing Clink.
Well, you said that. I did.
I did.
So
no,
I'm
you're right. You're right.
So I'm going to be it's going to bear out that I'm right.
Not a recruiting. They're, the blame's being placed on Collins.
Collins.
The newish.
Chris Collins. Is that his name?
Chris Collins. The newish. This is, you know, going into year two, DB coach. There's already some fuss about him.
He was from a mid-major, wasn't he?
He was from a mid-major. I can't remember which one.
Uh-oh, Jack. But seeing what's happening here?
There's a little, uh-oh. This is why you can't do, this is the, you can't do Satterfield here, Stoops. You can't do Satterfield here and get mid-major coaches. You got to get big boy coaches. That's not what I'm saying. But that is some of the thought going out there in BBN land.
I don't think anyone knows what the real deal here
no,
is.
No, nobody does.
If the kid, nobody I mean, the kid does. Just might be that kind of guy you, that, you know, yes. Kentucky, they get the commitment and they're like, we hope we can hold this and we hope we can get this,
right.
this guy on the field for us. And it's one of those touch and go situations
sure.
until you get him on the field.
I'm just giving you the other, like not the other side, but a one of the reasons why people are saying that Frazier is no longer part of the team and that secondary, as you know, you mentioned a minute ago, was probably was the weakest part of the defense, was the secondary.
There's no doubt about it.
In the past, it's been the strongest part of the defense has been the secondary. Look at Mike Edwards. Look at Lonnie Johnson. Look at Chris Westry. All these players in the NFL that was in the secondary.
Great veto there.
Thank you. So I'm just throwing that out there. But, you know, there is work to do for Kentucky football. Am I hitting a panic button? No. Is there a little bit of worry? Absolutely. You have got to get that part of your defense shorn up.
He's already nervous. You picked 10 wins yesterday.
I'm still sticking
last,
with that.
Last week
think,
he yelled and screamed at me, Jack. Look at this.
No, this is what's going to happen.
And you don't have wide receivers. You're lighter on the offensive line.
Especially if
Dare Rosenthal is not around. Come on, what are you doing? You don't have any corners. Like, you completely need to rebuild your defensive back.
This is what's going to happen.
My God, you're in trouble. By the
you're
way,
not in trouble.
Louisville hired a new defensive coordinator. Jack, let's put in an email
did.
to have him. No, a co-defensive coordinator.
Oh, a co-defensive.
I just don't care. I give up.
I know. I can't even get like blustery over
no,
that.
No, and I don't know if I want you to. It's
no,
just no, it is sad.
I don't feel
everything
like it.
We're talking about Kentucky not having defensive backs, and now they bring in McGriff.
McGriff? Fred McGriff?
Wes McGriff.
Wes McGriff. Now, where's Wes McGriff from?
I mean, Cerebral, I have no idea
I know
who
you
Wes
don't.
McGriff
I,
is.
Wes McGriff.
Should I know?
He sounds like someone in a sitcom.
He's from Ole Miss, which means Lane Kiffin's leaving, right? We can agree with
that.
Well,
the staff's gone. The writing might be on the wall.
This might be an old article. Jack, can you find out more about Wes McGriff?
Wes McGriff, yeah.
U of L just sent something. Here we go. You ready for this?
Let's go, yeah.
He's a native Tifton, Georgia.
Okay.
Before he was with the Florida staff.
Okay.
Before a stint at Florida, he spent a couple seasons at Auburn.
All right. So the SEC
defensive coordinator in 2016 with Ole Miss.
Okay.
How about that?
So what's he been doing since then?
I have Cerebral, I don't know.
So he was at Ole Miss 6 years ago.
No, I mean, I think he came from the Florida staff. Yeah.
Oh, for the Florida staff? Dan Mullen's staff?
No. I mean, the subject we were talking about is your mid-major coach not locking down a plug-and-play corner.
I agree. No, I'll
that's what the subject here
it
is.
It is the subject, but I had to give
you don't know anything about this guy. He was there when the Kimdichis were there, who I love.
Oh yeah.
Then one of them, Jack. You're familiar with this story, being in college a couple years ago. He did that spice.
Oh, the spice.
Yes, and he jumped out a window, didn't he?
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
I had a buddy do, not a buddy. I know someone I know do spice. I think it was spice. They saw the gates of hell.
They saw the gates of hell.
They saw the gates of hell. Jack, did you ask the rabbi?
Crap.
Oh, man. What's his number? David Jaffe. What, give me.
I don't think.
His number to me.
I don't think. I don't think David Jaffe is a real person. I think
Chris he is making stuff up.
He's come up with a lie.
I have a cousin.
I don't believe you have a cousin named Jaffe who's becoming a rabbi.
Now, which Kimdichie? Now, there wasn't there a Kimdichie on Ole Miss? Yeah, he was on Ole Miss, right? He was like the number
one. Yeah, that's when the guy was there. He
was he the one that jumped out of the window or
whatever?
Yeah,
it was one of them, I
thought. It was him.
Yeah, I thought it was. He had a hotel, like a Holiday Inn or something.
They thought he was going to be like the number one pick in the NFL at one point.
There you go.
Well, that's not good. Say that's not good, kids.
Texas says McGriff used to coach at UK. Texas says, did he? I don't know.
I have no idea. It's the first time I've ever heard his name. I've never heard his name until just this moment. But I know it's not the subject of what we were talking about, but that – it's
Coach Crime Dog, that's badass.
I like that. Yeah, like
that
like,
is badass.
Yes, maybe he's.
Oh,
good.
He's going to be the greatest ever. Here we go, Jack.
They got a new
here we go. How does this play out then?
Oh, you know how it plays out.
You tell me.
Satterfield's making moves.
Okay, well, how does it play out in the media? Who are the guilty culprits? What's going to happen here? Because you know Crime Dog's going on. He'll go on like Diener and he'll go on with every show but ours.
Every show but ours. Crime Dog and the Sheriff.
Oh, boy.
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow, Jack! Wow.
Hey, that has to be a bit.
Crime Dog.
That has
and
to be a
sheriff.
Bit.
Wow. You know what? You're right.
That's the dynamic duo.
Blanket Baker, wherever he is, a signal just went out, and he just popped his head up. What? What? Like a bat signal. Like a bat signal.
I stole that. I tweeted it out. Sorry, Jack. I'm not giving you any credit for me. You're my writer.
You're getting all
I'm
the retweets.
I'm Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Patterson.
Sheriff just got his Crime Dog.
Yeah, you're like Jim Patterson has all those ghost writers that writes books for him, and he just puts his name on them. That's
yeah,
what
just
you are.
Like that. Jim Patterson.
Yeah.
The only Jim Patterson I know is where Dan McDonald gets his team out there and kicks some ass. I saw Matt McGavick eat an entire hot dog in one bite at Jim Patterson.
Did you?
Texas says pig lips yapping as usual.
What am I yapping about?
U of L coaching staff improving UK hiring family members and losing commitments. That's great.
No, well,
you know what?
Let's see how that plays out.
Jack, you ready for this? Immediately, Mike Stoops comes in and they lose a defensive player.
Oh, no.
Immediately. Oh, immediately.
No. You're probably right about Mike Stoops. I was a little too strong on Mike Stoops.
Texas says Crime Dog already out here working fools.
That's what's going to happen. They're all going to fall in love with a co-defensive coordinator and a brand new strength and conditioning coach, and that's going to fix all their problems. The problems of not having players, a competent coach.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
Not having an offensive coordinator. This
ruins Jack's. This is going to ruin Jack's week. Because he knows now, like, he knows tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, what it's going to be.
Diener, like, he knows there's 5 hours of radio.
Yeah, he's going to have to shift
through. It's going to be a love fest for the Crime Dog.
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to have to listen to just about all of it.
Especially if Louisville loses tonight.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, Jack, don't say it.
The pendulum's about to swing back to Satterfield. Mac was the favorite son after the Kentucky game, after the Air Force game. They cast Satterfield away. They love Mac. They bring him back into the fold. They lost at Florida State. They lose tonight. He's done. Satterfield's back because of Wes McGriff and also because of Souders. So now Satterfield's going to be back in the good grade. Louisville fans,
Souders.
They can't just accept.
They're bringing in SEC guys. That's Rummage's take, 100%.
Oh, yeah, SEC guys.
100%. They're bringing in SEC guys.
SEC ties to recruiting. SEC recruiting. He's from what? Georgia? Valdosta, Georgia? He's got those Georgia ties.
Texas says, Coach Crime Dog, he's my guy. He gives me Coach Coop vibes.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Coach Coop's like 20.
Yeah,
he's 25.
He's super young.
For people that don't know, Coach Coop was a prominent recruiting guy that everyone was in love with.
In love with.
He left. Everyone then acted like they didn't know who he was.
And he was nothing.
And I still follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
And he's so damn crunk.
He is all the time.
Is the best way to say it.
All the time. He's just tweeting at players for Georgia, and they're not like project players, like dudes all the time. He's great. He's a great guy. Vince Merrill ever leaves, get Coach Coop.
Texas says Crime Dog's about to wrangle up Big Dog. Put that up. Is Crime Dog about to wrangle up Big Dog?
Yes or no?
Yes or no? At ESPN 680.
They don't even. He's a co-defensive coordinator. They're all crunk over a co-defensive. You know, Brian Brown's still there. Like, this guy's not vetoing Brown.
I mean, that's the story.
Like, he needs help.
Yeah.
Well, I know he needs help.
He's. I mean,
yes, I agree.
I almost said if I'm Vince Tyra, if I'm Josh Hurd, and I gave Brian Brown a raise during COVID,
yeah,
and he stinks, and I had to go bring in another defensive coordinator.
But here's the question.
I mean, co-defensive coordinator, no, Brian, I mean, what? It sounds like Satterfield will not fire Brian Brown. That's what it sounds like.
No, that's exactly what you're going to say. Like, this move is stupid. Like, there's no point. Well, why are you paying another guy?
I'm not saying that. I mean, they've been cheap in football. So if they bring in guys here, whether it be recruiters or on the field guys, I mean, you got to be all for it. You have to. I mean, you don't have to be all for it, but I mean, they're giving you change.
No, they're not. They're not.
Well, that's a. It screams he can't. He can't separate himself from Brian Brown.
That's exactly what it screams. I hate using this phrase because it's so cliche, but it's putting lipstick on a pig. Like, what exactly does this move mean? Brian Brown's still there. He's still the defensive coordinator, right? I mean, do they really think? I mean, they know the egos of these coaches. Like, you think that Brian Brown's going to like, you know, having to game plan with another coach?
Does he like having
a
job?
Well, he did it with Court Dennison before, you know, he got
this idea with, like, Court Dennison as, like, some co-defense coordinator, I don't buy it. Brian Brown was front and center. It wasn't like he and Court Dennison talking to the media.
I would agree with you on that. It was Brian Brown. I would 100% agree with you on that.
No, this doesn't feel like a Court Dennison move. Like, the story is Brian Brown's going to be pissed. Like, you telling me I'm too dumb to run the defense? You got to bring someone else in?
He doesn't have to work here. Texter says, I love Crime Dog. Signed, Steve Rummage.
Yes. I don't know. I don't even think this Wes McGriff character can bring Rummage back into the fold. I think he's that out on Louisville football right now.
Does Wes? You need to text him. Does Coach Crime Dog bring you back to the fold
during the break? I will. Text him
quick
back.
Break on the other end. Striebel reenacts the Kodak Black video next. Guys, don't be stuck out in the cold this winter. Any issues at all with your heating or AC here in a couple months, please get here. Summer.
Please.
It's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online right now, bjheatcool.com. Phone number 812-283-7221. Whether it be a full system replacement, an easy, quick fix, or anything in between, they got you covered for your home or for your business needs. And they are on call 24/7, 365 for all of those emergencies. And right now, we have been telling you for so many months about those Bryant mini splits. If you have that room that is difficult to heat up in the winter, cool down in the summer, you want to avoid the installation of all the pricey and bulky ductwork. You don't have to do all that. You can get a Bryant mini split. It's a quiet and efficient way for indoor temperature control. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.